judge has finally set a start date for the Grim Sleeper
murder
trial.
So-called Grim Sleeper trial.
Lonnie Franklin Jr. will finally go on trial.
Accused serial killer Lonnie Franklin Jr.
Lonnie Franklin Jr.
is on trial for killing 9 women and a teenage girl.
He's charged with the murders of 9 women.
Between the years of 1985 and 2007.
Lonnie Franklin Jr. was arrested on July 7, 2010 as the accused serial killer, the Grim Sleeper. After 5 years of pretrial, the trial began 6 weeks ago. But this isn't a story about Lonnie Franklin. This is the story about a court battle turned personal. Every day in Department 109, the lawyers take their places at the attorney's table. On the right sits a team of prosecutors. The head district attorney, Beth Silverman, is flanked by the 3 other DAs on the case. The defense attorneys sit on the left side of the table with the defendant. There are only 2 of them, the legal minimum for a case like this. The lead defense counsel, Seymour Amster, is the odd one out in the courtroom against a team of DAs. But also, he's kind of odd.
You got it!
This is my father, defense attorney Seymour Amster.
I told you so! I knew it!
He's quite the personality. This past spring break, I went home to Los Angeles and accompanied my father to court. This story is about him. We arrived at court Monday morning at 9 a.m. The prosecution were in their last few days of presenting their case against the defendant, so of course, the courthouse was bustling with people. Department 109 was crammed with jurors, victims' families, and lots and lots of reporters. No one is allowed to record inside the courtroom at this point in the trial, so I took my place in the public seating. A woman came in and sat in the open spot next to me. She later introduced herself as Victoria Redstall, investigative journalist. A witness took the stand. My dad paused before beginning his cross-examination. And then, Victoria leaned over and whispered in my ear, "That one's the village idiot." Now, at this point, I had 2 options. Tell her who I was and give her a piece of my mind, or stay calm and don't make a scene. I chose the latter, and I sat through 2 days of this woman insulting my father to me, calling him a lunatic, laughing during his cross-examination, and so on. And during that time, I realized that they actually hate my father, which may sound obvious, but it's shocking to realize that your parent has been turned into a villain. From a snide tone discussing him.
The defense is finally addressing the jury.
Yeah, Lou, for whatever reason, the defense decided to defer their opening statements on this case.
To the selection of derogatory soundbites on the nightly news.
Asking the judge why it was taking so long for the case to go to trial.
I have an overwhelming feeling that the defense is manipulating the situation and dragging everything out.
Or even that one time ABC7 threw impartiality to the wind and discussed what could be done to fire and replace him.
Opening statements when I saw all the media here, I did wonder if we were going to get a fair shake because they write for a prosecution-oriented audience.
That's Dale Atherton, the other defense attorney on the case. Dale thinks that the public is often pro-prosecution because they forget the importance of having defense attorneys.
I don't know how many times I've heard, how can you represent a person like that? The public misunderstands what we're doing. No one likes crime. I thank God every day there's a prosecutor who keeps our society safe. But on the flip side of that, our real client is the Constitution of the United States, that it is our job to make sure that the prosecution meets its burden, that that client gets every benefit under the law that he or she is entitled to, whether they did it or they didn't do it.
My dad believes that perspectives on defense attorneys differ based on someone's personal circumstances.
I don't think the general public really understands the role of a criminal defense attorney. They certainly want a criminal defense attorney when they are charged with a crime or their loved one is charged with a crime, and they want that criminal defense attorney to do as thorough of a job as possible. But when it's not themselves or a loved one, they are dismissive of the job that the criminal defense attorney does.
While talking to Dale and my father, it became clear to me how far things have diverged from the truth. My father is in court every day, not because he personally wants to passionately defend Lonnie's innocence, but because he's just doing his job. But despite all of this, Dale and my father seem unfazed. They just keep doing their jobs, having fun with it when they can.
One of the hardest part of this case is trying to compete with the ability of Detective Dupree and how he dresses himself.
Okay. He's Mr. GQ.
He's Mr. GQ. He's totally Mr. GQ.
And without missing a beat, he whacks me in the left shoulder. And I spontaneously said, "Objection, relevance, sustained." And a couple more questions came by. He didn't like me. Whacked me again.
I'd like to end this with a special thanks to Victoria Redstall and an apology for never properly introducing myself. So hi, my name is Haley Amster. Signing off.